भगवद्गीता 8.11 यदक्षरं वेद विदो वदन्ति विशन्ति यद्यतयो वीतरागः यदिच्छन्तो ब्रह्मचर्यं चरन्ति तत्ते पदं संग्रहेण प्रवक्षे। संग्रहेण प्रवक्षे, कृष्ण इज सेइंग हियर दैट आई विल स्पीक इन ब्रीफ इन समरी। संग्रह प्रवक्षे स्पीक, व्हाट विल ही स्पीक? The path, tatte padam, that path I will speak. What is that path? The path by which one attains the akshara, yadaksharam veda vido vadanti. Now, that by which one attains transcendence actually. So, aksharam veda vido vadanti. Veda vido, these are people who know the Vedas, and akshara vadanti, they chant the akshara. Akshara here refers to omkar. The word akshara has many different meanings. In this context, vadanti, when something is being spoken, that cannot refer to the same akshara that came in the first verse spoken by Krishna in this chapter 8.3. Aksharam brahma paramam swabhavo adhyatma uchyate भूत भावो करो विसर्ग कर्म संगीतः। देयर अक्षर रेफर्स टू ट्रांसेंडेंस, दैट इज द नेचर ऑफ द ब्रह्मन, वेर एज हियर अक्षर इज समथिंग विच इज चैंटेड, सो दैट कैन नॉट रेफर टू ब्रह्मन। प्रभुपाद एक्सप्लेन्स इट रेफर्स टू द ओम, इद अक्षरम वेद, कृष्णा विल स्पेसिफिकली रेफर टू ओम इन द नेक्स्ट, इन वन ऑफ द नेक्स्ट वर्सेस, where he will say, Om ityekaksharam brahma vyaharan mam anusmaran, that those who chant Om and remember me. So, here, idaksharam veda vido vadanti, those who know the Vedas and they chant akshara, vishanti yadyatayo vitaragaha, vishanti, they enter into, they attain the spiritual reality, they enter into, Yatayo vitaragaha yatayo, those who are renounced. What do they do? Vitaragaha, they are free from attachments. What kind of attachments? Ragaha. Ragaha essentially means attachment, especially attachment to material things. Krishna has used the word vitaragaha twice earlier in the Bhagavad Gita. Although that Vitaraga had come with other things also. In 2.56 he says, Dukkheshu anudvigna manah sukheshu vigata spruha Vitaraga bhaya krodha stita thirmuni ruchyate. And then again in 4.10 he says that Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upashritaha bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhavam agatah. In 2.46 he was talking about the condition of the transcendentalists whose characteristics Arjuna had asked about, and in 4.10 he talks about how he descends to attract people to him, and when they become attracted they become free from all worldly attachments. Vitaraga Raga Bhaya Krodha, Prabhupada explains in that purport that Raga Bhaya and Krodha are three misinformed attitudes of looking at the world or looking at things in general. Raga is, oh, this is the place for enjoyment. Bhaya is, oh, personality, relationships, all these are filled with misery. So I just want to go beyond all this. Krodha is frustration and skepticism. That what is what? All these so many doctrines, they're all confusing. Best is not to bother about any of them. And now, here Krishna is saying, Vitaragaha. So, the transcendentalists, Yataya. If one wants to be Yataya, one wants to be renunciate, then one has to be detached from the world and the world's many allurements for pleasure. And the most prominent among these allurements is the allurement of sexual pleasure. So, Vishanti, they want to enter. So for that purpose, yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti. Yadichanto, with this desire of Vishanti, of entering into the spiritual level of reality, what do? Brahmacharyam charanti. They practice brahmacharya. So here the char sound is repeated. In brahmacharyam, there is brahmacharya, and charanti, there is chara. Alliteration, beautiful alliteration, nice alliteration over there, subtle alliteration. And so the path, that path I'll describe to you in summary, by chanting Om, by practicing brahmacharya, by becoming free from attachments, by being renounced, one can attain the spiritual realm of reality, spiritual sky. That now we'll see. Krishna will, he says sangrahena. And he actually does real sangraha. Sometimes people say, I'll speak a few words, and then they speak for half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, long, long time. Few words actually should mean be few words. They want to speak more, and they don't need to say few words. So here Krishna says, I'll do sangraha, sangrahena pravakshi. And he literally does sangraha. He speaks in just, he speaks two verses. This is the 11th verse, and 12th and 13th. He summarizes the path of yoga over here. Now, let's look at the components of the practice that Krishna is talking about over here. If we look at this verse along with the next two verses in sequence, then we will see that. Next verse will talk about how one should try to raise the pranaswara, whether it's training the senses, sarvadwarani samyamya manorudhi niruddhacha, murdhnyadhayatmanah pranam, astito yoga dharanam. So this clearly refers to the process of Ashtanga Yoga, and in general it refers to the state of Pratyahara, where one shuts out the senses. We'll discuss about that later. But the point is that Krishna is talking broadly here about the path of Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. And he is talking about the stage when the yogis have renounced the world. Arunukshormuner yogam karma karanam uchyate yogarudhasya tasyaiva shama karanam uchyate. At the start of the 6th chapter, Krishna says that those who are in the initial stages of yoga, for them, karma is the means of advancement. But as they become situated in yoga, at that time, shamaha, not external action, but internal calming of the mind. That character, along with external action, that is the means. Now, so Krishna is talking about that stage of a yogi who is now practicing Shama. So these yogis, they naturally renounce the world, and they renounce, of course, the world's most promising, prominent pleasure, that is the sexual pleasure. Brahmacharyam charanti. This is the second reference to Brahmacharya in the Bhagavad Gita. The earlier reference came in the 6th chapter, in 6.13, when Krishna said, Prashanta atma vigata bhir brahmachari vratestita manasanyam yamachitto yukta sita matparaha. So, that is also talking about the process of yoga, especially for the yogi who has renounced the world and gone out into the forest. 4 verses ago, in 6.10 and 11, Krishna has stated about the yogi. Shucha udeshe patishthapya, such as sits in a secluded place. And so yogi goes out into the forest. So that reference, 6.13, and this reference, Harbo 8.11, both of them are talking about the necessity for brahmacharya in the process of Ashtanga Yoga. There is one more reference to brahmacharya in the Bhagavad Gita. That will be the 17th chapter and 14th verse, when Krishna talks about austerity of the body. There he will say that Deva Dvija Guru Pragya Pujanam Shaucha Marjavam Brahmacharya Mahim Sacha Shariram Tapa Uchyate. There, one of the austerities of the body is said to be Brahmacharya. Now, the whole process of yoga focuses on disconnection from matter, and there is analysis which is
which happens usually in the Vedantic tradition. We have the six systems of philosophy in the Indian tradition, and usually two of them are grouped together. So Sankhya and Yoga are grouped together. Mimamsa and Vedanta, which is sometimes called as Uttar Mimamsa and Purva Mimamsa. Purva Mimamsa and Uttar Mimamsa. And then there is Nyaya Vaisheshika. So Sankhya Yoga, Sankhya is largely counting and analyzing. Now, we have two modes of approaching and understanding reality, the analytical method and the synthetic method. Analysis means we take a complete thing and then we break it down into its components and try to understand the components and then try to understand how the components come together to make the system function the way it functions. So analysis means splitting, counting Sankhya. Sankhya analysis means counting. And after counting that there is matter and there is spirit, there are various material elements, but beyond the material elements, it's a qualitatively different element, the element of spirit. When one understands this, at that time, one starts practicing and slowly getting elevated towards life's ultimate goal. One starts moving towards the spiritual reality. So, if one does not know what the spiritual reality contains on a positive note, then at that time, one's focus primarily stays on the negation. In bhakti, we focus primarily on Krishna, and for us, brahmacharya is more in a positive sense of meditation on the Brahman, the supreme Brahman Krishna, and the ashram of brahmacharya is adopted to assist in that meditation, to whatever extent it can assist. So that process, further details Krishna will talk about as it is practiced by the yogis in the next verse. Thank you.